fasten your seatbelt, and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. Today on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio, some live music and lively conversation with singer and guitarist David Dahl, who grew up in Rhinelander and who's written songs about the experience, songs about the woods, the seasons, the sandy beaches, drive-in movies, haunted lakes, and the snow.
I got your card the other day. Didn't have a lot to say. Just that times had been good for you, and that you'd like to see me again. But I've done some thinking since you've gone. I'll try not to make this letter too long. And though it's hard to right this way, it's a letter I just have to send. It really knows how to snow in Wisconsin. Sometimes that snow tries to blow me away. Yet that springtime sun can hit 91 in May. I've looked forward to midwinter rainstorms, and it has snowed once or twice here in July. But what I'm trying to say is I like it that way, and Wisconsin's where I'm gonna stay.
Singer-songwriter David Dahl, he grew up in Rhinelander, and for the next hour he'll be joining us in studio with his guitar for some live music and conversation about life in the North Woods. David is also a teacher at Pelican Elementary School in Rhinelander, where he often uses music as a teaching tool with his pre-kindergarten students. I'm Glenn Moberg. You can get David's CD, Box Under the Bed, at a number of locations up north, including Brown Street Books in Rhinelander, Travel Air Restaurant in Rhinelander, and Jabberwocky in Eagle River. You can contact him directly online at O-N-E-A-L-D-A-L-L at G2A.net. You can call him at 715-272-1331. Now, as always, we want to hear from you. If you've got questions or comments, give us a call. Here are some other numbers, 261-6371. That's our line in Wausau, 261-6371, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. David, thanks so much for being with us on Route 51, and happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you on both counts. It's pretty awesome to be here.
You are, 52 years old today?
52. I'm as old as the number of cards in a deck, I'm telling everybody. And
you know, quite a card yourself, I guess.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment, I guess.
Well, how did Rhinelander, growing up in Rhinelander, how did that serve as an inspiration for your music?
I'll tell you, I have so many fond memories of the area I live in, continue to live in, and where I grew up. A lot of good storytellers up north, and, you know, they have a tendency to take a good story and kind of embellish it and twist it and turn it their own way. I've always found songwriting to be a good way to express myself ever since I was a small boy. So,
and you've been doing this your whole life.
I have. I started writing songs. I wrote my first song when I was 4 years old for my grandma's dog, King, and I think he appreciated it. At least he let me sing to him.
Oh, you're still writing songs for four-year-olds.
Yeah. Isn't that odd? I started writing songs when I was four, and now I'm writing songs for four-year-olds.
You teach at Pelican Elementary, which, you know, I often hear that singer-songwriters, you got to keep your fingers on the pulse of what's happening with the youth in America, and you are certainly doing that with a vengeance, teaching four-year-olds, and music is an important part of that.
Well, you know, that's really true, and it's such a, as you said earlier, it's such a great teaching tool. And the cool thing about working with four-year-olds is they're dreadfully honest, And so if they don't like a particular song you're doing in class, they let you know. And if they the most exciting part is when they start twisting and turning it to suit themselves, and then you know that the creative spirit's truly alive in that classroom.
And that's at Pelican Elementary in Rhinelander.
Right. Yep.
And you never got the urge to move to Los Angeles or move to San Francisco or move to New York like so many other people who have been bitten by the muse do?
You know, I guess not. However, I find it kind of curious that when I, after the CD Box Under the Bed was produced and, you know, sitting there at, you know, in its boxes coming back from the manufacturer, where I was looking at it and there, order of songs, it starts out with "It Really Knows How to Snow in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's Where I'm Going to Stay." And then the very last song is "Can't Take Any More of These Hometown Blues." So I don't know what that's all about, but I found that kind of funny when I thought, well, that's kind of interesting.
Well, we'll try to listen to both of those tunes, live versions of both of those tunes today. You live in Rhinelander on Jenny Weber Lake.
That's right.
And that's got quite a story.
That's right. When I was a youngster, I used to do a lot of fishing with my Uncle Gene in his famous sea nymph, which now is in my possession. And it was just
that's a boat, isn't it?
A little aluminum boat, yeah, with an 8-horse motor. And we'd take this thing out on very choppy waters. Many opening day, as fishermen know in the North Woods, many opening day the boat would be filling up with snow. It's very funny. But we'd try to catch a limit, and then we'd go to one of the local pubs or so forth, and I'd get my orange pop and my bag of chips, and I'd listen to stories. And Jenny Weber had an interesting story, and I remember one time there were two older gentlemen and going back and forth telling the story, and one would say, "That's not the way it is," and the other would say, "Oh, yes, it is."
But
it's
a ghost story.
It is. It is.
And it's part of the local folklore, and now it's one of your compositions.
Yeah. So I guess as a songwriter, I took a little license, and I kind of took the best parts and wrapped them into a song. So.
Well, let's listen to it. Here's David Dahl live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. And again, if you want to join us, I'm going to give you those phone numbers now. Our lines are open, 261-6371. 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. David Dahl with the story of Jenny Weber.
It was clean that night in the fisherman's sky. Quiet and still, and the sun grew tired from a long day's work. The moon hung over a hill. I thought it was strange with the lake so calm that not a soul went fishing that night. For every wise old fisherman knew these were signs saying the fish might bite. A young girl sat on the dock that night. Her name was Jenny Weber, they say. And the fate that was there in the evening air was to find little Jenny that day. You see, her mama had asked her not to go by the lake, 'cause there was something by that lake that fell from. She begged her mama to let her be on her way. Her mama said, "No, you stay here at home." Jenny Weber, Jenny Weber, mm-hmm. Little Jenny, she sneakily slipped away through the backwoods, then down to the shore. Then she walked on out to the edge of the dock, and she climbed into a fishing boat there. But there was no one there to see that anchor let go, or see her drift out in the water that night. And no one there to hear her cry of despair, or to see her fade out of sight. And And then the fish mowed crab to a place in the lake where Jenny had never been before. Then it suddenly stopped, as with a mind of its own, Jenny searched to find a way back to shore. And then a fog surrounded the boat like a cloud and sent a sudden chill in the air. And when it lifted, the boat was still there afloat, but little Jenny was no longer there. Jenny Weber, Jenny Weber, ooh. Well, we'll search the lake every day if it takes that to find little Jenny, they said. But they never did find a single sign that told them little Jenny was dead. And it caused a fear within the people that year. The lake is haunted, they say. And the story lives on that when the lake is calm, Jenny's spirit floats out of the bay. So if it's clean at night in the fisherman's sky, and Jenny's lake is quiet and still, just take care. If you spend time there, 'cause Jenny's spirit may be there and there still.
Story of Jenny Weber Lake, a true story. And apparently a true story. At least it's been shared with a lot of people in the North Woods.
It sure has.
And David Dahl, when you wrote that song, were you already living on Jenny Weber Lake, or is that something that came later?
I wasn't, and that was kind of interesting, too, because perhaps because the stories or perhaps because of different things that were shared, I always found that lake kind of a neat place to pass by. Many years later, I was looking for a place to live, and there was a phone number. I called it up, and the person at the line said, "Well, we have a small cottage on Jenny Weber Lake," and I've been living there ever since with my wife. And kind of funny how those kinds of things happen in life.
Funny indeed. Now you've also got another CD out. That one's on the CD box under the bed, but you've got a CD out that's specifically for school kids.
Absolutely. I've had great success with it. I spend a lot of my, you know, a lot of people joke about school teachers having 3 months off and being able to just kind of kick back and take it easy. And I'll tell you, my summers are very busy traveling about the state, singing for children and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And the children's CD continues to be well received.
I'm going to play a cut off of that right now. It's a song about weathermen.
Let me just quickly prelude that by saying my daughter Abby, when I was writing that song, my daughter Abby was just a kindergartner herself. And the song is called "What Do Weather People Do?" It originally was "What Do Weathermen Do?" And I played it to kind of ran it by my own children. And she looked at me. I said, "What do you think, Abby?" And she looked at me with kind of a puzzled look. And she says, "Well, you know, Dad, girls can be weathermen, too." So I had to change it to "What Do Weather People Do?" Point taken.
All right. What do weather people do? And I've got to read the weather, so maybe we'll use this as a bridge for that. David Dahl off of his CD of songs for children.
What do weather people do? What do weather people do? They tell you things that you should know about the rain, about the snow, and if the temperature is high or low. What do weather people do? What do weather people do? What do weather people do? They watch the sky both night and day. No weather signs they should obey. A big old storm is on its way. What do
weather people do.
And our forecast for north central Wisconsin, partly cloudy with winds out of the northeast, an overnight low of 46. Friday, partly sunny, a high of 74, a chance of showers Friday night, an overnight low of 48. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers in the morning, turning mostly cloudy with a high of 72 and a low of 52. Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 76. Monday, partly cloudy, a high of 76. And our current temperature readings, 66 right now in Phillips, 67 in Woodruff and Eagle River, 70 in Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point, 68 degrees in Rhinelander, Wapaka, and Wausau.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include attorney Paul A. Sturgill, serving the legal needs of the elderly and their families throughout Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Toll-free information is at 888-613-0600.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, providing Employee Benefits Administration, Integrated Health Management, and Pharmacy Benefits Administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
David Dahl back with us on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. David, let's hear another song while we've got you here. Let's hear the complete song that we played just a portion of at the top of the hour. It really knows how to snow in Wisconsin. David Dahl on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Got your card the other day. Didn't have a lot to say. Just that times had been good for you, and that you'd like to see me again. But I've done some thinking since you've gone. I'll try not to make this letter too long. Though it's hard to write this way, it's a letter I just have to send. It really knows how to snow in Wisconsin. Sometimes that snow tries to blow me away. Yet that springtime sun can hit 91 in May. I've looked forward to midwinter rainstorms, and it has snowed once or twice here in July. But what I'm trying to say is I like it that way, and Wisconsin's where I'm gonna stay. Well, you've told me time and time before that California can offer me more. That New York City is really the place to be. Well, I've never been to, and I've never seen a Philadelphia or Tucson or Queens. I guess all I'm saying is I'm staying where life's good for me. It really knows how to snow in Wisconsin, and sometimes that snow tries to blow me away. And yet that springtime sun can hit 91 in May. I've looked forward to midwinter rainstorms, and it has snowed once or twice here in July. But what I'm trying to say is I like it that way, and Wisconsin's where I'm What I'm trying to say is I like it that way, and Wisconsin's where I'm gonna stay.
If you just joined us, our guest today on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio is David Dahl, who is a native of Rhinelander, still lives there, teaches at Pelican Elementary School in Rhinelander, and writes songs and performs music about the place he grew up and where he still lives. David, you got a lot of time off now with the kids kind of tucked away for the summer.
Yeah, that's for sure. Although it's kind of interesting because we closed school in Rhinelander on wrapped it up on Friday of last week. And I went right from that to playing for a Friday night fish fry.
There you go.
And then the next morning, after speaking with you, as a matter of fact, then my wife and I rushed to a wedding where we sang. And then right from there, we went to the Wisconsin Riverboat Cruises, where my wife and good friend Jeff Sweeney and I played some music for the people sailing on the Wisconsin River. So
those are Tom Tiffany's cruises,
correct,
right, on the Wisconsin,
yes,
River. He ran for the state Senate.
That's right.
And so there are a lot of places where people can see you up north this summer.
Yeah, you know, and I just kind of travel about the state doing a lot of things in libraries and schools and county fairs and so forth.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break here for the news, and when we come back, I'm going to pick up my old guitar.
Awesome.
We're going to plug in, and we're going to have the two of us play some live music, some of the blues tunes off of his CD, and we're going to kind of segue up to the news right now with a cut off of Dave's CD, Box Under the Bed, called Old Guitar. David Dahl, I'm Glenn Mobrick. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We will be back after this short news break.
Not much older than 17 when she picked up that old guitar. She used to sit alone for hours at a time, toying with the strings. She'd dream of being a star. It was along with those driven hands she had that she learned to move that guitar and sing. And though she didn't know a whole lot of songs by memory, she could really steer the strings.
Wisconsin Public Radio comes from Rutabaga, the paddle sport shop, offering canoes and kayaks for everyone who wants to experience the beauty of Wisconsin waterways. Instruction for all ages and abilities with test paddling every day, 220 West Broadway in Monona, or on the web at rutabaga.com.
We are back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. I'm Glenn Moberg in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio in Wausau with singer-songwriter David Dahl, a guy who grew up in Rhinelander, still lives there, writes songs about his experiences in Rhinelander, teaches school at Pelican Elementary, and I have plugged in my own guitar here, and I'm going to be accompanying David on a couple of blues-based songs from his CD. And David, what are we going to start off with here?
Well, we're going to start with a song called Can't Take Anymore of these hometown blues. You know, I've been talking about how wonderful it is to live in northern Wisconsin, but, you know, sometimes it's just kind of, the subject kind of lended itself well to a song. It goes like this.
Back in my beds, said I gotta go. My mama tried to stop me, I told my mama no. Said this world's driving me crazy, can't take it anymore. So I picked up my guitar keys and headed for the door. She said there's nothing yet to gain, but you sure ain't gonna lose. I said can't take any more of these hometown blues. I've seen these same old faces in the same old place. I got to get away, got to get a change of pace. This world
world that keeps a turning, but I'm just sitting still, and I know that I can make it. I know I will. I've tried to make it here 100 times, but what's the use, man? I can't take any more of these hometown blues. Can't see it, you're rapping, mama, go to catch a plane. But when I make my fortune, I'll be back again to show you all what you can do with rock and roll, and to hang all my good records upon your living room wall. Make sure you tell my buddies, my best girl the news, say I couldn't take any more of these hometown blues.
There goes Glenn.
Hometown blues. Can't take any more of these hometown blues. Can't take any more of these hometown blues.
Hey!
That was fun. That was a fun ride.
As Muddy Waters used to say, I hear a little buzzing.
That's right. That's right. In fact, this time of year, you know, we all hear a little buzzing. And, you know, something that I'm doing right now is I'm working with a guy up in Iron River, Michigan. Name is Bob Monsivis. Awesome musician, awesome technician, just a wonderful guy to work with. And he engineered both of these CDs. We're working on a third one. That's kind of a mix. It's kind of kids' songs, but not really. It's songs that moms and dads dig, too. And I think we can all kind of relate to this next song. It's about, yeah, mosquitoes.
I hear that buzzing.
There it is. I'm sitting here with a mosquito buzzing in my ear. I'm sitting here with a mosquito buzzing in my ear. I'm sitting here. I'm slapping it with the back of my hand. I'm missing it. But the mosquito buzzes round and then he tries to land. I'm missing it. Late at night, I go to bed. That crazy mosquito, it crawls around my hair. Wait a minute, what's that I hear? That mosquito's trying to get inside of my ear. I'm sitting here with a mosquito buzzing in my ear. I'm sitting here with a mosquito buzzing in my ear. I'm sitting here. Here go the mosquitoes, oh boy. Get inside of my ear. I'm
when the mosquito buzzed in my ear. I'm sitting here with a mosquito buzzed in my ear. I'm slapping it. I'm missing it. I'm
tastes like chicken.
We'll be back with more of David Dahl right after these words.
Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, providing Employee Benefits Administration, Integrated Health Management, and Pharmacy Benefits Administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
So I'll tell you what, David, I want to play something else off of your CD, a song about something that a lot of us experienced as a rite of passage growing up, the drive-in theater.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, and I shared this story, I think, with you briefly, but one of my favorite stories, and I'll make it pretty brief, but what was fun is you know, I was really raised in such a way that, you know, I was taught to be honest and make sure I told the truth and follow directions and listen to authority and all those important things, you know, that I try to teach my own students, you know. But one time I went to the drive-in theater, and really, it was truly accidental. I drove away with the speaker hooked up yet to my car. It pulled the wire off, and the speaker fell into my lap. I didn't know what to do, and I was so nervous about this that I drove around all week trying to kind of script a way to tell this the theater.
To tell the guy about
right.
the
exactly.
As if nobody had ever done that before.
That's right. And I just felt terrible. I didn't know what I was going to do. How would I do this? And what do I say? And so forth. And finally, I got up the nerve. After about a week, I got up the nerve to go to talk to the theater owner. And I said, you know, this is what happened. And I'm really sorry. It was an accident and all these things. And tried to be as careful as I could with my words and make sure he understood that it was an accident. And he said, don't worry about it. It happens all the time. And I was just all that anguish for the whole week.
You know I feel sorry for young people growing up that they don't have drive-in theaters anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And those speakers were terrible. You know, the sound coming out of them was tinny. And
they were heavy. I'm surprised that people's windows didn't break off their cars. I don't know. When
but it's not like most people were watching the movies or anything at the drive-in theater.
That's a whole other story now, isn't it?
And if driving away with that speaker was the worst thing that ever happened to you at the drive-in, you're probably in pretty good shape. Here's a song called Drive-In off of David Dahl's CD, Box Under the Bed.
I got my tickets to the drive-in, trying to find a place to park. This place is getting a bit crowded, yeah. And I gotta find a spot before dark, 'cause I'm with my lovely lady, and I'm glad my lovely lady's with me, and I'm beginning to think that maybe there's a physical attraction here that's meant to be. And then the lights went out at the drive-in movie. She said,
"Lord, I'm getting thirsty."
So I walk up to the concession stand, and I order lemon cola. I say, "Have you got change for a ten?" But then that girl starts talking fancy, and she said,
"I'll be getting off around 3.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Why, that girl was making a play for me. I said, I'm sorry, but my real lady's waiting back at the drive-in movie.
David, that voice there is the female voice, Jules, your significant other?
It sure was. Great singer, great dancer.
How long have you known her?
Oh, boy. About 20 years.
You ever take her to the drive-in?
Well, in a matter of speaking.
In a matter of speaking.
We ran a triple feature, but we only watch a half an hour show. They say experience is your best teacher. And I guess driving couples ought to know. Because though the show was over, a lot of automobiles remained parked. And it wasn't because we were singing. And it wasn't because our cars wouldn't start. And then the lights went out back at the drive-in movie.
You know, David, it's hard to watch a movie when the windows are steamed up.
It is. It is. Or when it's raining.
Or when it's raining and the windows are steamed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Another rite of passage song from David Dahl, who lives in Rhinelander, works in Rhinelander, and writes music about Rhinelander. We're going to try these phones one more time. I apologize to those of you who have called in, and we haven't been able to connect with you. We've had some problems here. But if you want to give it a try, the numbers are 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742. That's 780-9742. We've got another 10 minutes or so to the radio show here. David, what do you... what stands out in your mind about living in the North Woods that makes this really a unique experience? Those of us who live in northern Wisconsin and love it, we'd really rather live here than anywhere else.
You know, one of the things that we often talk about is the frequent sightings we have of wildlife around our area. And, you know, so many people travel a long distance to see an eagle or a long distance to maybe spot a big old black bear lumbering across the road. But, you know, these are daily occurrences to all of us that live up here. And we kind of, it's easy to take for granted, but then in another way not, because when you see a big old deer, like, poking his nose in the window when you're trying to work on the computer or something, it's pretty fascinating. Another thing that I just want to mention is that, you know, the North Woods is still a place where we can still do business on a handshake.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, there's so many of those things that seem like people say, oh, back when I was a kid, this is the way it was, and we didn't need a contract for this, or we didn't need to do that. And there's so many times when I'm reminded how honest people are with that. And it's a beautiful thing to experience.
And how we take the safety that we have here and the camaraderie we have with our fellow citizens for granted. We had a group of students here, exchange students from Lebanon, and I had a chance to interview them, and I asked them what in this experience you've had coming to Wisconsin is different than how you thought America would be. And one of the guys said, well, you know, I've watched all the movies, Die Hard 2 and The Terminator.
Sure,
And of course there are no explosions and no speeding cars. And he was just blown away by the fact that a lot of us don't even bother locking our cars up north or locking our front doors.
That's right. And
which is something you can't do in Lebanon or a lot of other places.
And, you know, going back to weather, too, you know, we get some pretty harsh winters up here. And, wow, I know in the area we live, boy, you know, we'll come out of the house and there'll be a bunch of firewood laying in the driveway. I have no idea who dropped it there, you know, or if someone's ill, you still get a casserole coming to your door or what have you. And those things are just, to me, are very beautiful and special things.
And the wildlife, too, is something else. I didn't grow up here. I wasn't lucky like you. I grew up in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad used to take me up here on camping trips to Presque Isle. And I remember, I must have been 12 years old, pulling off to the side of the road to see this bald eagle circling up above. And now I just take it for granted. We see them every day.
That's right. Yeah. It's pretty... It's something that, you know, we have to remind ourselves how how wonderful it is to be able to experience that on a daily basis.
Now, you told me that you wrote a song, and one of the things that we really love in the Northwoods are northern lakes. You wrote a song about lakes and swimming and beaches and...
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that.
I think it was about, 12 or 13 years old. We were camping up at Anvil Lake, a little ways from Eagle River, and wrote this song. And a lot of musicians say, it goes a little something like this. Why do they always say that? I don't know.
Goes a little something like this.
Walking on the sandy beaches in the morning. Walking on the sandy beaches in the night. Walking on the beaches, the sandy, sandy beaches, just taking in all the sights. The beaches where the waves roll in, and the beaches where the boats pull out, and the children making castles out of sand. The sunshine, the water, it's a beautiful land. One day I wanted to get away from all my worries, like you have any at 12. And I didn't know exactly where to go. One of my friends came to me, said, come on down to the beach and let your troubles flow away. Said, come to the beaches where the waves roll in, and the beaches where the boats pull out, and the children making castles out of sand, and the sunshine, the water, it's a beautiful land. I really don't have a lot of money. Sometime I have trouble coming up with my cab fare. But one day at the beaches, the sandy, sandy beaches, makes me feel like a millionaire. Come down to the beaches, where the waves roll in. The beaches, where the boats pull out. And the children, making castles out of sand. And the sunshine, the water, it's a beautiful land. At the beaches, where the waves roll in. The beaches, where the boats pull out. And the children, making castles out of sand, and the sunshine, the water, it's a beautiful land. At the beaches, the sandy beaches, walking on the sandy beaches, talking on the sandy beaches, walking on the sandy beaches.
We will get a few weeks of summer.
I think so.
And I'm not one to complain about the weather. We've had so much dry weather over the past few years, and some areas actually suffering drought conditions. I think it's kind of nice that we've had this long stretch of cloudy, rainy weather. It's nice to see the Wisconsin River up to its banks and a lot of the lakes being replenished. And boy, I'll tell you, the forests, the trees, the plants, they sure seem to love it.
They sure do. They sure do. And it is a good thing. It's a good thing to see things all kind of be green again, just recently there was someone going down the road by our house, and there was, wow, what a dust cloud behind the car. I'm thinking, man, last few days with that rain, it's been pretty neat.
So David, what's next for you this summer? What are your plans?
Well, let me see. Probably after this, right to today, I'm going to go celebrate my birthday. And then after that, I'm going to take a day or so off, and then, here I go. I'm going to be in Eagle River having a big birthday party with the Children's Museum up there on Saturday. Back on the boat Saturday night. And then after that, I'll be all over the place. I'll be in, I'll be at the Lincoln County Fair this summer, and a lot of the other places, libraries in the area. So
the boat Saturday night?
Saturday night.
And that's in Rhinelander where you catch that?
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
David, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. It's been just a pleasure.
And happy birthday.
Thanks.
And we do want to remind you that you can get David Dahl's CD, Box Under the Bed, and Music is a Friend of Mine, the children's CD, at a number of locations up north, including Brown Street Books in Rhinelander, Travel Air Restaurant in Rhinelander, and Jabberwocky in Eagle River. You can contact David at ONEALDALL at G2A.net. You can call him at 272-1331. Thanks to our executive producers, Rick Ryer, our on-air producers, Kelson Quisler and Jane Ritger. Next week, Route 51 goes green with a preview of the 20th Annual Renewable Energy Fair in Custer, Wisconsin. I'm Glenn Mobrick. Thanks again for riding with us today. Until next week, we are heading out of town. Good for you.
and that you'd like to see me again. But I've done some thinking since you've gone. I'll try not to make this letter too long. And though it's hard to write this way, it's a letter I just have to send. It really knows how to snow in Wisconsin. Sometimes that snow tries to blow me away. Yet that springtime sun can hit 91 in May. I've looked forward to midwinter rainstorms, and it has snowed once or twice here in July. But what I'm trying to say is I like it that way, and Wisconsin's where I'm gonna stay. Well, you've told me time and time before